Welcome back to Kylie Says. I have been a little bit absent the past few weeks because I have started a new job and things have just been absolutely insane and very busy. But I really wanted to do an episode about the Lionsgate portal because it is and can be so impactful. And I'm dropping this episode a day early so that you have the opportunity to take advantage of the portal while it is still happening, because ultimately it ends today on August 12th. So if you are finding this episode or listening to this episode, then you have a chance to take advantage of this incredible, hugely magnetic energy. I'll talk to you all about what it means, why it matters, and what you can do to manifest absolute greatness in your life. Let's go.
Who's ready for season two?
One thing that I wasn't totally aware of is that this happens every single year. I first heard about the Lionsgate portal last year, and the reason being is because I had never really sought out any sort of information in regards to consistent energy-focused days or periods of the year. I had never really been interested in this flow of energy in the way that I was last year, and I also joined Nicole Marilyn's spiritual summer camp last year, and I believe at some point we were talking about the Lionsgate portal. And my symbol for my son, who's born in August, has always been a lion, and he has a little lion rug in his room right now. So that piqued my interest, and I wanted to understand more of what does this mean? What does it do? What can I potentially do? Is there anything to learn? Do I need to be talking about this on the podcast? Do I need to have someone who's an expert in this? But I listened to a lot of different podcast episodes, and I read a lot of different material over the course of the last few days. And what I didn't realize was that the Lionsgate portal is actually a number of days. So it's technically open from July 28th to August 12th. I'm releasing this episode a day early. I usually release them on Tuesday at 9 a.m., but I'm releasing it on Monday at 9 a.m. because today is the very last day to take advantage of this portal. And what's so cool about this is apparently, it's supposed to be the. So, first of all, what is the Lionsgate portal? That was kind of my very first question when I saw that it was, again, this moment in time that we could take advantage of this energetic and magnetic opening portal in the universe around these dates. So, the first question that I wanted to answer to myself and for any of my listeners is, what is this? And it's this rare window, and it takes place, again, from July 28th to August 12th. And so you have this short window of time, and what's so cool about it is that it's supposed to be when the sun is in Leo, the astrological sign of Leo, and the star, Sirius. So just like we have our star, which is the sun, there's also a star called Sirius, and that's like the astrological star, the Orion's Belt constellation, and the Pyramid of Giza, all come into alignment during this Lionsgate portal. And what this means is that we have this additional power to manifest and to create abundance in our lives because this portal is ultimately the blending of the physical and the spiritual world. So it's this vortex of significant manifestation energy, which is so cool. So, also, a few things that are interesting about just the numerology behind the number 8. So 8-8 is 8 in itself, if you turn it sideways, is also what you might recognize as the infinity symbol. And in manifestation and spirituality, when you're focusing on things like your highest self, that infinity symbol is the symbol of abundance and the fact that universal energy and universal abundance and the magnitude of your manifestation powers are ever abundant, especially on those powerful days where that infinity symbol is so strong. And then the year 2024, or 2 and 4, if you combine them together, you multiply them together, you get 8. So it's technically like an 888. So this is what's considered an 8 year. So also in tarot, because I've talked a little bit about oracle cards and tarot, 8 corresponds to what's called the strength card. And again, that is symbolically, it represents a woman with a lion and that infinity symbol above her. And so, of course, all of that comes into play when you're thinking about 8. And then the 8th sign of the zodiac is also Scorpio. And so, like astrology, that number 8 and how it's connected to Scorpio has some of the common themes that you might hear about Scorpio, which are like sexuality, power, or strong passion and energy. So that is in itself, I mean, I hopefully that describes like what this is and why it might matter. Now, what do you actually do with it? So that was my next question is like, okay, so there's this portal. How do I take advantage of it? What does it mean? Is there something that I'm supposed to be doing? Because I didn't even hear about it until a few days ago because while I was on social media, that was not the sort of content that was coming to me, even though I really need to start shifting my focus on social media to focus more on these topics that make me feel really good. So really, it's a time to just express your desires with a very clear declaration. What is it that you want? So I saw this one TikTok post and it was talking about get out a piece of paper and a pen because it's so much more powerful when you actually have a pen and a paper in hand and write down something because abundance also for most people, well, many people, represents something monetary or money. People think about, okay, what is the most amount of money I believe that I could possibly make in a month? Write down, I am so thankful to be making X amount of money a month. Thank you, universe. With this money, I'll be able to do these wonderful things that will support my family, will support my health, will support my happiness, etc. Fold that note up, rip it out of your notebook, put it under your pillow, and sleep with it for a month. That was one of the tips that I had received, and that is something that I have already done. That is a practice I have already done. I have my note under my pillow, and to the night or the day of that's the last day of the Lionsgate portal, I'm going to be journaling and just completely journal with free will and see what comes up. This period is meant to be one of those periods where you can really take account of what sort of energy is surfacing for you. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the energy that's been surfacing for me over the last 2 weeks or so, because when I really think about what has been surfacing for me, a lot of it has been some of the thoughts that I felt like in my past were a little bit overwhelming for me in the sense of I've had a lot of those body image thoughts again. I've had a lot of focus on specifically how I appear to the outer world, how I look when I don't put on makeup, noticing how I feel when I don't feel like I look my best and therefore I'm not feeling my best in general. And so this is one of those moments where you can kind of look at the past and you can look at what's coming up for you, but take that moment as a reflection of maybe who you were in the past or something that you experienced in the past that no longer necessarily represents who you are today, but was a moment in time that you might have had to work through to get to this next evolution of who you are. Because ultimately, with this period of this Lionsgate energy and this Lionsgate portal, you have an opportunity to declare with intention what it is you want your future to look like. And I always think it's so fascinating that we can look back, but we don't have the opportunity to look forward unless we are very clairvoyant, or we have certain gifts that are otherworldly. But I just think it's so crazy. Like, how can I look back and take account for the lessons that I've learned, but then I cannot see how those lessons might impact me moving forward? And if you have this trust in the universe, and I know that this sounds a little bit insane, like just trust that everything's going to work out, because many of us have had opportunities where we've said, well, I've trusted everything is going to work out, and it has not worked out. So that is BS. But hear me out, because I feel like when you set the clear intentions, you become more aware of the situations that are surrounding some of the opportunities that are present to you. And I will totally put a plug for human design here, because I think understanding and knowing your human design and understanding how you're meant to make decisions, why those decisions might matter, and how you're supposed to interact with the energy around you, and how you are supposed to best understand when to take rest, when to move, when to action upon certain things based on your human design strategy and authority, you will have a more better understanding. And all of this comes back to just awareness. And so I think that's part of what's really impactful about this Lionsgate portal energy is that there's this opportunity to focus on what themes and energy and I guess just the thoughts that are kind of overwhelming you, and that doesn't need to be in a bad way, but what thoughts are surfacing that you're sitting and taking account of. And one thing for me is I've been like obsessed with social media the past 2 weeks. I have been on TikTok and Instagram, like literally obsessively, hours a day, scrolling and scrolling and scrolling so mindlessly. And I have not really done that in a long time. Of course, I'm looking at social media here and there, especially when I'm commuting, because I have quite a long commute into the office. But it hasn't been something that at the end of the night when my kids are, getting some of their energy out, I am just stuck on, and lately I have been. And so in thinking about what is some of the energy that's coming up for me, I'm having this more exploratory energy again. And that was something that first happened for me when I really started down this self-exploration journey. And I think if you're experiencing this energy of like curiosity, or you're on social media, you want to see what other people are doing, half of that I feel like is because you're looking for inspiration, or you want to be able to compare and contrast. Is someone doing something that I might want to be doing? Is someone buying something that I might want to be buying? I have been doing a little bit more of like my online shopping where I'm kind of just like obsessively purchasing something because it happens to speak to me in the moment and there's not much thought behind it. And that is an anxiety-ridden response. And so I'm understanding that I've had a bit more anxiety around things like, am I doing enough? Am I feeling good about myself? Am I spending enough time caring for my mental well-being and caring for myself in ways that will help me? And so because those feelings are coming up, like tonight I'm going to take some time to just journal and see what comes up, and then probably do a meditation after that where I can actually take a few moments to myself to do some breathing, to do some reflection. But it's absolutely a time to kind of commit to what are your values, what drives you, what are you feeling internally? And I think just taking account of that is going to really be helpful for you. And so it's a really powerful time to kind of activate that subconscious mind and then utilize something like journaling or going out on a walk or spending 10 minutes of just quiet time off the phone or doing something like putting social media only on like a timer a day where this is the time when I'm going to use it. And it's also a very, very powerful time to manifest. So that can look like making a list. And again, this is all really impactful when you're writing it down. I also tend to feel like when I say things in my head, when I'm meditating, or when I say things aloud to like my spirit guides, etc., I feel like that's a bit of a stronger bond because I do write, or I did used to write so frequently that I feel like it's almost another way of communicating to the universe in this more bounding connection. So that's another way to do it. If you're meditating, start asking yourself some questions. Things like, do I feel whole? If not, what do I need to feel whole? Am I showing myself grace? Am I showing myself love? If not, what should I be doing to help myself feel more grace towards me? Do I have an authentic desire? What about myself am I proud of? How am I feeling? Do I need to release anything? What do I envision for myself in the future? What do I need to honor about myself? What are some of the things that I feel are possible for me in the future? And so I think taking into account some of the things that might actually help you are some of those questions? And again, I talk a lot about why I think questions when journaling or when just meditating are really impactful. And I feel like it's because we don't ask ourselves these sorts of questions very often. And during this Lionsgate portal, this is when we can actually take into account this clarity, this intention, this boundlessness of either our energy, our manifestations, our heart's purpose, etc. And you don't necessarily need to have any specific place or special little altar to do this. You can literally just do this. Like, I'll be doing it in my bedroom, with my headphones on so that I'm not hearing the sounds outside of my bedroom window, etc. And just, I think it's important to just know that you don't necessarily need this special space or this meditation area. It's really important to just have this intention around what you're doing. I would encourage you not to only focus on the idea of monetary abundance. I say that not to limit you in the intentions that you set around how money might impact you, because of course I do think that money makes things easier. Yes, I believe that. But my intention in saying that is that I feel like some people go into manifestation, and one of the first things that people talk about when they're going over this idea of manifestation is manifest a dollar, manifest $100. I think manifest something that feels achievable to you. If that's $1 million, hell yeah, go you. But I think it's important to begin a manifestation journey by focusing on something that feels truly attainable, or focusing on something that has nothing to do with money. And a quick reminder about energetics and money here is that energy, the money around energy, is completely neutral. We assign it a positive or a negative. And so I think it's very important as you're thinking about these manifestations and you're talking about abundance that you understand wholeheartedly that the energy around money is totally neutral, and you put the connotation of positive or negative of on money as an energetic based on your experience with money, based on how your parents talked about money. And that's a piece of conditioning that you'll likely have to work through, and that could be coming up for you in this Lionsgate portal. It might be something that you're feeling. I'm feeling stressed about my bills, or I just got a promotion at work. I'm feeling like the sky is the limit. There's so much potential for me to earn here. You know, our stock is doing great if you're in a publicly traded company. So that's just something to keep in mind. And I really want you to remember that is that energy is a, or sorry, money is a neutral energy, and you are assigning a positive or a negative to it. So just keep that in mind. I think it's also really worth taking a moment to kind of be proud of how far you've come during this Lionsgate energy. And I think that from what I've read and from some of the podcasts that I've listened to, this portal is also a time for reflection. And again, all of this to me comes back to awareness and intention. When you're aware of what you're feeling, you can set an intention of I am noticing these feelings, and thank you for bringing them up to me. I am so proud of how far I have come, and I will use this moment as an opportunity to learn, or as an opportunity to X you insert what it's going to be for you. And it's a time to focus on raising your energetic vibrations. And I realize that I'm saying, oh, let's get real. Let's talk about some of these themes. This is really easy to understand. I have done so much reading and so much work to get to a place where, to me, talking about this in the way that I am feels quite natural. But I realize for someone who might just be listening to this episode for the first time, it can sound a little bit crazy. And I feel like there are so many places where this spiritual, universal consciousness energy is kind of being thrown at you, or this topic potentially might be thrown at you. So I just want to put out a PSA that I think trust the source, trust the people that feel trustworthy to you. And if you feel like you're being sold a pipe dream that doesn't feel real, then maybe that's not the right person to be helping you through that period. Maybe that's not the right person to be coaching you through the power of energetics and the control that you actually have over how you set intentions around the energy that you want to show up. And the idea around raising your vibration is this. If you think of, let's just say, a cold, dark room or a mean person, what comes to mind when you think of the energy of that person? Do they feel open? Do they feel warm? Do they have a nice aura about them? Or does it feel like it's closed? Does it feel cold? Does it feel, you know, dark? What are the colors that come to mind? And I think that when we think about energetic vibration as a whole, think about when you're at a concert where you absolutely love the artist that you're seeing. Everyone around you is screaming the words. You are bouncing in the air. You feel like you are unstoppable. You feel like your body is just pulsing. That is a perfect example of energetic vibration. Everyone is happy. Everyone is in it together, quote unquote. There's a sense of universal oneness. That is when the energetic vibration is raised. You can literally feel other people's bodies pulsing around you. Same if you're like at a rave, let's just say that's more your speed. So when you think of universal consciousness, it's ultimately the vibration that you give off to someone else, or the vibration and the energy that you are setting for the people around you. You'll also find this come to light when, let's say, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you jump out of bed, you stub your toe, you ruin your pedicure, you can't find the eyeliner that you're going to use that day, you put your makeup on and it looks super splotchy, and you just feel like nothing is going your way. You miss the train that you wanted to take, and all you can think in your head is, what in the F? Already my day is going to be shit. Great. Like, things can only fucking get worse from here. Or, where the hell is my day going to go from here? This is how my Monday is starting. That 110% used to be me. If one thing went wrong, I was like, here we go. And I would automatically and deep in my bones know that the rest of my day or my week was going to be absolute shit. And then at work, I'd get in and someone would say, oh, I need you to redo this project. Oh, or you had all of these errors. I don't understand where you were going here. And things would undoubtedly spiral so that I could tell myself, I told you so. The same thing happens when you apply the opposite to your life. If one thing happens in the morning, well, that wasn't pleasant. But, like, okay, I am acknowledging that that was unpleasant, and I am going to turn this day around. It is the beginning of the week, and I plan on making the best possible day that I can have. Here we go. Let's turn this day around, baby. You will then start to see small things happen throughout the day. Maybe you just barely make the train. Oh my gosh, they left the doors open for one more minute. Thank goodness. You also happen to get a seat. Wow, it is quite rare I get a seat. I'm so thrilled that I now get to open my computer and work. And then you see that your first meeting you were rushing into got canceled. Okay, well, I was rushing to get here, but now I have a bit more time so I can recalibrate when I get into the office. Then you realize, oh, I forgot it was payday today. Oh my gosh, amazing. Now I have a little bit of extra money to do this. I did want to go out to dinner with my girls on Thursday. Like, this is exciting. That is the example of how you can energetically shift the vibrations around you simply from your mindset. And so I think that's something that's also just worth keeping in mind, not just in the Lionsgate portal, but knowing that the intentions that you're setting around what you are, the idea of abundance for you today, given that it's the last day of the Lionsgate portal, that is an awesome opportunity to say, what do I want? What does make me happy? What does abundance look like for me? What kind of energy am I giving off to other people? I mean, those are some interesting questions. And I think we've all heard that saying that people aren't going to remember what you look like or what you wore, but people are going to remember how you made them feel. I think that that's an incredibly important thing to keep in mind as you're talking about the Lionsgate portal as a whole. And one thing that I think is worth saying is that in spirituality and in this idea of just, working with the universe, we hear a lot about connecting with your highest self. And one thing that's so cool about the Lionsgate portal is that it's apparently this veil between dimensions of the physical and the cosmic, so to say, is thinner, meaning that you can have these conversations with your higher self and with your spirit guides. And if you practice any sort of meditation or prayer, you have this huge opportunity to deepen this spiritual connection, and you can gain more insight into your life's purpose. What is my purpose? Start asking questions and giving your spirit guides an opportunity to respond to you. And one thing that I almost don't want to say this out loud, but I'm going to. One thing that I have a connection with my spirit guides around is a dragonfly. I feel like dragonflies are pretty rare to see, and so I have subconsciously asked them to provide a dragonfly for me when I need some sort of when I need some sort of encouragement, I need to recalibrate, or just to show me that they're still there and I need to become aware of them. I saw Dragonfly today, and in the book that my daughter chose tonight, it was like a book that had multiple different stories. You could choose, I said, well, let's choose one story. The story we chose had a dragonfly in it. And it was just another moment for me to feel this little aha. Okay, that's my sign. And again, it all comes back to awareness and intention. It's easy to think, oh, that, of course, you know, well, it's that time of year, dragonflies are flying around. Is it? How often are you seeing them? And I think this gives you another opportunity to get specific, to get really clear, and then try to connect with whomever you want to be in the future. If you don't feel like you have been the version of yourself that makes you the most proud to wake up in the morning and go to bed at night, and do a little bit of recalibration. Ask yourself what that person would look like. Who would that person be? What would they do? How would they act? What would they wear? And then one thing that I think is really impactful for me is that during this Lionsgate portal, it's also a time for just embracing this healing and restoration and release. And so you can release some of these like old wounds and emotional baggage, which is why I think so much of the past few weeks, even unbeknownst to me, has been focused on this idea of like comparison, really digging in on social media, focusing on my body, feeling like I'm not doing enough. Am I enough? Am I worthy? Because those were the thoughts that used to completely overtake every thought in my head from morning to night before I started this whole journey of self-exploration. And I think that that's pretty fitting, given that during this period, there's a lot of energy work going on. So there's this veil, again, if you think about like a sheer veil, like a curtain, every time it blows in the wind during the Lionsgate portal, it's giving you that opportunity to connect with the version of yourself that's this highest self of you, and this version of yourself that is this older version that you are moving away from. That is so powerful. That is so amazing. So journal about some of those things that are coming up. You don't need to overindulge of any past traumas, but let go of what it is that is not serving you anymore. Focus on what serves you moving forward, who you want to be, why you want to be that person, and the positive energies that you want to have come into your life. Clean your social media feed of anything that doesn't actually make you feel good. Clean your social media feed of people that don't share messages that make you feel aligned and empowered. And then set those intentions. Manifest, because the universe is incredibly receptive to your intentions and your manifestations. So take time to focus on what is it that you truly desire in your life. Write down those intentions. Have conviction around them. Get clear on them. Visualize them as if they are already here, and hold onto that feeling so tightly, and just trust that whatever you think should happen will happen for you. But you have to be the one to believe in it. And that is how to make the most out of the Lionsgate portal energies. I hope that this was informative and gave you a little bit of insight into what the heck all of these spiritual woo-woo people have been talking about over the past 2 weeks. And I hope that you've taken some of these practices to heart and have thought about what might your purpose be, and how can you utilize the last day of the Lionsgate portal to really set a clear intention about who your highest self might be and what you can start doing to be that person today. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And again, please feel free to like, rate, subscribe, hop by goldenhourwithkylie.com, check out my human design strategies, see if you'd be open to a human design session yourself that can give you so much more clarity if there is a calling on your heart to learn about what any of these things mean. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me at kylie@goldenhourwithkylie.com. I would love to hear from you. And again, have a absolutely magical last Monday of the Lionsgate portal.